Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 261 for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed amid choppy activity Tuesday morning. Traders were squaring positions ahead of the USDA's monthly report, which is set to be released at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning. Canola values were anywhere from unchanged to a dollar higher. March was up 50 cents at $460.20 per ton. Spillover pressure came from the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures, as well as European rapeseed values. Worries about a possible strike by Canadian Pacific Railway employees discouraging exports from making new purchases added to the bearish tone. Expectations that South America's soybean crop will be record large were also overhanging the market. On the other side, the Canadian dollar moved lower Tuesday morning, which was bullish as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Strength in Malaysian palm oil futures overnight and steady commercial buying interest were also supportive. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were moving lower Tuesday morning as traders took profits ahead of the 11 o'clock USDA report. Chicago soybeans were softer, anywhere from 4 to 8 cents lower. March was down 4 cents at $9.74.5 a bushel. Generally favorable conditions for South America's soybean crop and the large global supply situation weighed on the soybean market. However, steady demand for U.S. supplies and expectations that the USDA will lower domestic ending stocks of the commodity in their report helped to limit the declines. Corn futures were also weaker. Values were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents lower, March down 3.5 cents at $3.87.75 a bushel. Spillover pressure from the weakness in wheat and soybeans weighed on prices, as did the large global supply situation. Weakness in crude oil values and strength in the U.S. dollar index Tuesday morning were also bearish for the corn market. However, steady export demand and expectations of lower 2015-16 U.S. corn acreage were supportive. Wheat values in Chicago were also moving lower, prices anywhere from 3 to 5 cents softer. March down 3.25 cents at $5.26.5 a bushel. Reports that U.S. wheat prices are still high compared to other parts of the world undermine the market, as it means export demand isn't likely to improve. The strong U.S. dollar index and the large global supply situation put further downward pressure on prices. However, worries about unfavorable weather conditions hurting some U.S. winter wheat crops helped to temper the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Taryn Shields.